This is Dave Nadler with Forestream.com. Together, we're taking on the distractions of our lives and making room for consistent connection with Jesus. I'm sure, like me, you want to hear the words, well done, from your master's lips. Thanks for joining me today as we jumpstart our God connection. You know, there's this distinction made in the scriptures between kingship, kingdom, and church. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but it may very well be worth your time to do so. Jesus created the earth, and he has been given authority over the earth by his Father. This is the essence of his kingship. Now, according to Colossians 1, let's check it out together. He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He's also the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. So when Jesus is the king of any human heart, his kingdom then grows within us. And once his kingdom begins to grow, people are called out of darkness into light. This is the very essence of what church means. It means literally to be called out as servants of the king. So, what is kingdom revolution? Well, Jesus' strategy was very clear. He came to do his Father's will. This is the essence of kingdom spirituality. It differs from religious devotion in that it cuts out the middleman. In a kingdom paradigm, each believer sees his or her personal connection and value to the king. He not only wishes to work through us, he has called us friends and gifted us with the Holy Spirit so we can be actively responsive to his voice whenever he chooses to mobilize our hearts. In his so-called Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7, a beautiful section of scripture, if you have time to read it this week, you might consider it, Jesus puts forward his kingdom and kingship teaching. In chapter 5, he explains what opens the doorway to the kingdom. In chapter 6, he tells us what it means to intentionally choose a kingdom life. And in chapter 7, Jesus spotlights why our decisions carry significant weight for this life and for the life to come. So these core kingdom principles flow from Jesus' teaching, and they are key to authentic, personal, spiritual revolution. So let's take a minute to develop the idea of a kingdom revolution. Now, according to Jesus, we must grasp an understanding of the doorway of the kingdom. He explains that this is all about the human heart. Even though what we do is important, who we are fuels any good we might accomplish in our lives. So Jesus paints a picture of true humility. And this is the only entrance into the kingdom. So, back to Matthew 5. The poor in spirit know that we are spiritual beggars. The good news means nothing without an understanding of the bad news. Once we admit our spiritual poverty, God asks that we mourn over it. And as we mourn over our human frailty, we become humbled and gentle as we are brought low by our lack of intrinsic personal righteousness. Now, just think about how counter-human and counter-cultural this is. This causes us to become truly hungry once those things are stripped away, and we become hungry and thirsty, and then we ultimately find the path to satisfaction of the soul. So when that happens, we in turn show mercy. You know, everybody wants to do good, but true mercy comes because we know we have received mercy. And this completes the process of embracing a pure heart, which in and of itself is a gift from God. According to Jesus, the pure heart are then free, the pure in heart are free to see God. And of course, seeing God is the ultimate destination. You know, it'd be so cool if our kingdom revolution were easy or automatic, but God has established the world to produce glory for himself, to the end that we can share our great future with him. So I've got a question for you. Are you experiencing your own personal kingdom revolution? Do you find yourself aware and accepting of the hand of the King of the earth upon your life? And does the doorway of humility mean something to you? Or is it a foreign spiritual concept? Something to think about. Let's return to Colossians 1. He, Jesus, the image. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. This is everything. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before everything, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. We're walking in deep kingdom waters today, my friend. But then, why should there be anything shallow about our infinite Father and his beautiful Son? Check out the podcast notes for a link to a video that will develop the idea of kingdom revolution a little more fully. See you next time.